question from Rishabh Prabhu. When we go from gross to subtle elements, it becomes inconceivable for us to specify its location. We can specify the location of earth, but it's difficult to specify the location of ether. So by scripture, we know the soul is located in the region of heart and mind. Intelligence and ego are flowing all over the body, and soul is more subtle than these. So if soul has specific location, why these three have no specific location? Answer: firstly, we have to understand that these subtle elements as well as the gross elements are distributed in the body. Just as earth, we can specify the location, but where is it? It is all over the body. Similarly, air, the five vayus, according to Ayurveda, are also flowing all over the body. So just as earth, water, fire, air, fire in the form of the bodily temperature, jatragni is situated in the stomach, that is the fire of digestion. But overall, there is some level of the element of fire that is present even throughout the body, and that is how the body maintains its temperature. So now, the same actually applies to the mind, intelligence and ego. The mind, intelligence and ego, sometimes we may show them as coverings around the soul, as one sheath of covering, and the gross body as a second sheath of covering. But the mind, intelligence and ego are also distributed throughout the body. Now the soul is located in the region of the heart and mind is a very very generalized statement. There is no statement the soul is situated in the region of the mind. Actually, the mind, like the other elements, are distributed throughout the body. And the intelligence and ego are not floating around the soul. They are also distributed throughout the body. So, they are centered around the soul, but they are not floating around. They are distributed throughout the body. So now, the soul has a specific location. Yes, it is in the region of the heart. Then why ether doesn't have any specific location? Ether is also spreading throughout. If you're talking about in general ether, ether is the substratum that creates space. That means for whatever, for anything and everything to be present, there has to be a substratum. There has to be some background in which it is present. So ether is the substratum in which what we call a space is present. Now, is there space in the body? Obviously there is there. Now when we are talking about space, we are talking about the place where gross matter, especially in the gross, the grosser elements, reside and act, interact. So, ether, just as it creates the arena, or it comprises, not creates, itself comprises the arena by which, wherein all the other elements exist and interact. Similarly, within the body also the same thing happens. So, in 13.34 in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives an example of that uses the ether. 13.33 and 34 are two verses which give the example of how the soul interacts with the body. So there he used the example, yatha sarvagautam saukshmyad akasham nopalipyate sarvatra avastito dehe tathatmanopalipyate. So the sky, due to its subtle nature, does not mix with everything, although it is all pervading. Similarly, the soul situated in Brahman vision does not mix with the body, though situated in that body. So the essential point of this verse is that the ether is all pervading. So now the word ether can sometimes be referred to as kama and sometimes as akash. So now from the modern scientific point of view, there is no such thing as a sky, practically speaking. What we see overhead, we call it the sky, but there is no entity called the sky. It is just the perception created by the vastness of space. So this is understood in the Vedic context also. And when the word Akash is used, it is used for the background that creates the context. So sometimes it may be translated as sky into English, because that gives a somewhat familiar indication of what is being talked about over here. But more precisely, Akash refers to, technically speaking, it refers to ether. So just as ether is all pervading, so now the subtle elements means that we cannot see those elements. Just as we cannot see mind, intelligence and ego, so ether is subtlest to the gross elements and we cannot see it. How do we perceive its presence? By the transmission of vibrations, especially sound vibrations. So it is the background, the substratum that allows sound to flow, to transmit, to get transmitted. So just as ether is all pervading in the outside world, similarly ether is all pervading inside the body also. So where, just as earth, water, fire, air, ether are distributed throughout the body, and just as all the other elements are distributed throughout the body, mind, intelligence and ego, similarly ether is also distributed. Now sometimes for the sake of objectivity, we may refer to the mind and intelligence in terms of, say, a person has got a lot of intelligence, we may point to the head. That actually refers to the brain. The intelligence is not located over there. The brain is the tool, the physical tool which the intelligence uses. And the mind is not necessarily located in the region of the heart. But that may be a general use out of convention, but that is not based on philosophical precision. So philosophical precision understanding is that all the elements are distributed throughout the body. Thank you.